Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Woohoo! Ask and you shall receive. G'day guys, it is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back with another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. Just finished watching the Pels game. I had to wait all day dodging social media to see what happened. I caught a glimpse of a hoop ball post actually celebrating De'Aaron Fox's career high. And I was like, oh no, surely not. So I knew he was going to go off, but I didn't know the score. And I'm so glad I didn't check. I am so glad the rains have come. The losing streak is over. The road trip may continue, but we're on the winner's list. Could this be the turning point? I don't know. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But guys, thank you for joining me again. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, if you want to give us a follow. At Hoopball Pels is a show, of course. Oh, it's a big one today, guys. You can probably already tell I'm upbeat. I'm up and about. After, how long was it? Five or six games? I don't even remember. They all blur into one of heartbreaking loss after loss after loss, lead after lead, squandered. We held on. Whether it was like Mufasa hanging on the side of the wall before Scar let him go, we held on. Pause the movie right there and don't come back to it. You know, it looks like he gets rescued, he gets saved. He held on. We didn't squander the lead. I mean, we squandered a solid lead, but we held on. Oh. Back on the right side of the ledger for once. Do we credit The Kings' terrible defense? Maybe the bad rebounding. Maybe they missed a few shots they should have made. But what I'm going to really credit is our effort. And I'm going to credit our shot-making ability. And I'm going to credit our defense and our rebounding and our offense. We scored. And we scored a bit. And it looked nice. And everyone looked like they were having fun and were involved. We won 128 to 123. I know I usually do a spoilers alert, but if you're listening to this, well, you'll know by the title, as well as the opening 5 seconds where I'm celebrating. The Pels are 5-7 on the season. The Kings 5-9. No doubt we'll start creeping up the standings soon. Well, I hope so. Touch wood. Probably put the jinx on now, but fingers crossed we hold on. Key contributors was Mr. Williamson. He had 31 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 13 of 15 shooting, and 100% from the free throw line, 5 of 5. What more do you want? He was in beast mode. He went at Marvin Bagley like he wasn't even there. And then he went at Rashawn Holmes. And then he went at whoever decided, that Metu guy, whoever decided to stand in front of Zion, copped his wrath. It was excellent. I think it was highlighted by, I think it was pretty early on, first or second quarter, where he posterized the young Meadow guy and absolutely sent him back to the Shadow Realm, obliterated him. Yeah, it was just an absolute baptism. He put him on a poster. I'm going to put it as my... maybe I'll put it up as the picture of this show. Obviously, I recorded before I put it all together. But that poster was phenomenal. He absolutely... It looked like he wanted to win this game. It really did. You know who else wanted to win this game? Brandon Ingram. He finished with a cheeky 22, I'm pretty sure, which, you know, the aggression was just great. We didn't stop. 22, 3, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 8 of 19 shooting, 3 of 7 from the 3-point line, and 3 of 4 from the free throw. Obviously, turnovers, he had 5, which are not ideal, and a few of them were late in the game, which you never like to see, but perhaps that comes from over-dribbling, and that is something that has become a bit of a meme in the NBL, the Australian League, at the moment, when the coach of Adelaide was caught abusing all of his players, saying that they over-dribble too much, including the guy who hadn't checked into the game yet. But you're going to cop that. You're going to cop a few turnovers when you're handling the ball a lot, especially late game when you've got Swiper the Fox trying to pick your pocket every 5 minutes. But he was very good. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 9, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 3 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3 from the 3-point line, including a big 3 in the third quarter when we were really piling on him. Missed a couple of free throws, but hit the 2 that counted right at the end. He was the starting shooting guard again with Lonzo still out. Steven Adams, 12 and 15, 4 assists, had a couple of 3 of 8 was his field goal percentage, 6 of 8 free throw shooting, and the best moment of that was the intentional foul where Luke Walton said, go and grab him and make him shoot free throws, and then he hit them both right at the end. Put it back to 2 possessions. You fool. Now, Eric Bledsoe started as well, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He looked confident. He looked like he was moving the ball properly. His eyes seemed to have calmed down a little bit more. He only did one ridiculous turnover pass where he threw it to Brandon, thought his arms were 6 metres long, but they're only 5 metres long. And De'Aaron Fox took it up the other end and laid it in, I think, or maybe he dunked it. I don't know. Who knows? History's a cruel mistress. But yeah, he was aggressive and he attacked, and it was impressive to see. Josh Hart off the bench, 5 rebounds and 3 assists and a steal. He was good. JJ Redick found his range. Hallelujah. We started hitting threes. 14 points he had off the bench, 3 assists, 3 of 5 shooting, and 3 of 5 3-pointers. Had 5 free throws, hit them all, which is what you want to see from the sharpshooter. Jackson Hayes played some good minutes, 15 minutes, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 of 6 shooting, hit all his free throws, 3 of those. Jackson played some good minutes. He still looks lost at sometimes, but he played some really, really good minutes. And what I really liked to see was 15 minutes of Kyra Lewis Jr. 3 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, pardon me, 1 of 5 shooting, but he's a rookie, he's having a crack, he's probably the most minutes he's got to play. And he was there in the crunch time. He was doing well. How's that? And that was the rotation. So that was the 9-man rotation. I don't mind that one bit. That looked really good. Now, we'll get to the game. So, first quarter, we come out on a tear, as we normally do, 34-25, which was good. Built a bit of a lead, and you know, it was fluctuating up and down, up and down, up and down. Second quarter, 33-33, we scored, we tied that one up, so our lead was maintained. Then we hit the third quarter, and I turned to my girlfriend and said, this is the best third quarter we played. And as soon as I said that, they went on a run, and we scored 30 and they scored 36. Well, I mean, the scoring was there. I don't know how many games we've scored above 30 for every quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, 31-29, we pull out a 128-123 victory. Just so good. I'm so happy that that has happened. We really needed it for the confidence. You know, Josh Hart had tweeted, the morale's low here. It's always these cryptic tweets when it comes out from the players, especially on a losing streak, and people build it bigger than Ben Hur. But I don't know. I think the morale might bounce back a little bit after that. It was good. 11 of 22 three-pointers, 50%, which is something we have not done. And I don't know the last time we shot double-digit threes. They shot 13 of 39 from the three-point land, so we defended that well. which was good. 27 of 34, we shot in the free throws. They were 16 of 18, but we didn't let them get there. 34 free throw attempts. That's awesome. It's so good. Easiest shot in the game. 52% from the field for the whole game. Assists were 24. Rebounds, we smashed them. 15-plus rebounds overall, 48 to 33. Offensive rebounds, 14 to 8. Defensive rebounds, 34 to 25. Absolutely smashed them. Turnovers, we had 13, but they had 10. This is what I liked. 14 points off turnovers, and they only had 18 points off turnovers. So from your 13 turnovers, you only had 18 points. That's okay. It's where you get 13 turnovers and they score 30 off them. That's where it's in some trouble. So, positive. I was, honestly, I was biting my nails in the last few minutes because in true Stan Van Gundy style, he decided that he wanted to give Zion a rest in the last quarter. And I get that he gets worn out, and I know, all right, we'll be fresh for the last couple of minutes. I'd rather have him on the whole game. I suppose you can't, can you? You've got to pick your battles. I said at the 7:48 mark of the last quarter, now's the time to get the starters on because the lead, I think it got back to one and or back to three, and it really looked like if we don't do something now, we're going to be in some trouble. They pushed on for another couple of minutes with the bench and just BI on, and I mean, all props to the Kings for the ball denial in the last quarter. They really did force it out of his hands, but in the end, the other guys stepped up. You know, 21 from Bledsoe. That's going to have to be the nightly thing, is that we find this third guy. We're not going to be competitive if we just get 30 from Zion and 20 from BI. That's 50. Where are we going to get the rest of the scoring? So, you know, we're going to have to find that consistent third scorer. If Bledsoe is willing to step up and score between 15 and 20, and you're going to get 14 points off the bench from JJ, well, good. Let's do it. Let's go. Very excited for that. So we'll see what happens as to whether or not that'll continue. But, yeah, good news, guys. And if I'm a Pels fan, we're dancing in the lounge room, you know. We're stoked with that victory. So very, very, very impressed. Of course, props to the Kings for fighting, you know, big games from Rashawn Holmes, De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley at 26 and 10. They're all very good, but they weren't good enough. So we're happy with that. Good result. So before...
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We do my three key takeaways from the game. I'd like to thank, of course, mybookie.ag, good friends of the show and of HoopBall. And also, manscaped.com. Use HoopBall20 at the checkout, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping for all of your shaving needs and moisturizers and sprays and whatever else and concoctions you can think of. Probably sell undies on there as well, so you can grab some of those if you want them. Go and check them out. And of course, hoop-ball.com has heaps going on over there, so make sure you head over to the website and have a look. Follow us all on Twitter at Hoopball Fantasy is the, I suppose, Twitter handle, and that's got all your fantasy stuff and all your basketball information, which you should be following, especially if you're doing fantasy stuff, daily fantasy, season long, all of your information's there. Plenty of stuff going on over there. If you want to sign up to a subscription, you know, we've got the fantasy pass, the betting pass, or wager pass, it's called. Daily, a DFS pass, which does all your daily fantasy. You want to win cash, these are the guys that you're going to get in contact with and listen to, because they're the ones that are going to tell you how to win. But right now, that's enough of that. The Pels have won, and we're stoked with that. So, three takeaways from the game. Let Zion go to work. The bloke is a freak of nature. I've never seen a guy that big hover underneath the ring and lay it back in. There was a time where he went up and under and just floated and then just casually laid it back in like he was sitting on the couch. I've never seen anything like that. Not in all my days. It's phenomenal. And that's why he's getting like punched in the side of the head and, you know, punched in the gut and gets absolutely hacked. But because he's so big, he just gets barely the calls that he deserves. You know, he had, five free throw attempts tonight. I reckon he could have had 20. He just gets absolutely belted. And it's not that he tries to draw the foul. He just goes hard to the basket and the people just hack the absolute living daylights out of him. So, give the ball to Zion because he knows what he's doing. He's a freak. I mean, how many games he played now? 40 games. So he's halfway through his rookie season. He's wicked. He is so good. Number two, I don't mind B.I. being the second fiddle to Zion on games like this. I think he knows that when the ball's in his hands, he needs to go and get a bucket. And he is an automatic bucket, but he also knows when to defer. And I like that down the stretch where it was going to Zion, because he knew that this bloke was on, that no one was guarding him, whereas they were throwing bodies at B.I., forcing the ball out of his hands. And that's fair enough. You know, this guy's the all-star. He's the established player. But it was good recognition to know that it was Zion on tonight and he was the one that they couldn't stop. So, good for them. What I also liked, and I suppose this is 2B. If that was 2A, this is 2B before I go to my third takeaway. I like the other guys recognising that they were throwing bodies at B.I. and then stepping up and making the shot or being aggressive and drawing the foul. B.I. in the last few minutes were absolutely inundated. And so was Zion. You know, they'll let the other guys beat them. But they did. We stepped up. We hit the shots. And, you know, Nikhil hit some clutch free throws. JJ did. Steven Adams did. And that's what you want. If they're going to take your best players out of the equation, well, you're all NBA players. Go and punish them. Make them regret letting you loose. And the third takeaway, I think, is Steven Adams is an offensive rebounding beast. They said he had, 13 rebounds, but maybe, yeah, he could have, I reckon, honestly, if he contributed every rebound that he got near and touched, he would have had so many. He was an absolute beast on both ends of the floor in terms of grabbing those boards, and they had no answer for him. Like, I mean, Holmes is a big guy, but Steven Adams is like a man amongst boys. He was absolutely monstering them, and it was good to see. I like when that happens, and he makes them look silly and then lays it back in. Or, what I hate to see, actually, this is something, while I thought about it, is he grabs the ball, he's under the basket, and they just absolutely hacked the living daylights out of him. They just tore at him. It was like a pack of hyenas trying to get the ball out from under him. But every single time he goes to grab it, they just hammer him, and he doesn't get the foul. There was an instance in the last quarter, he grabbed the ball, and there was four Kings players that were all just grabbing, and it wasn't until he ripped his arms through and threw his head back and threw the ball up in the air that they decided to play, like, actually make the call. Just because he's big doesn't mean that it's not a foul. And it's always been the way, you know, Shaquille O'Neal was famous for it. He'd get hacked every time he touched a ball, but not all the time is he going to the free throw line. And I get that, but if you want to stamp out that and make them go for the rebound rather than just attacking the player, well, call the foul. I just think it's one of those things that it's so frustrating to watch when you see it at the other end. And if we look at the guy, they get a foul. And if we get actually rugby tackled onto the ground, well, we don't get anywhere close. So, I don't know, but that's my frustrations. I'll take it up with the Umpiring Association, or Referees Association. Probably won't. I'll just vent to you guys instead. So that's my takeaways. Overall, the three guys that I froth are the three guys that I think did the best. So that was good. Little shout out to Jackson Hayes because he looked good. He played some good minutes today. And I know I've been overly critical of him, and I probably the last few games have said we'll play him more. Good on him for stepping up. He's got a little baby hook. He's got a little elbow jumper as well, which I don't mind, and they were going in for him. If he's got this confidence and he's using his athleticism to get up there and get some rebounds, that's what I liked. He went after some rebounds. He hit a couple of shots, hit his free throws. Good on him. You know, he can't play for 30 minutes, but if you're getting a solid like 15 to 20 out of him, give Stephen Adams a rest, and he's not atrocious, well, that's okay. You can live with that. You know, we're looking for this big man to step up. Nicola Melli was the one that missed out this game, and I think for good reason after last game's atrocities. But yeah, good on Jackson for stepping up. I was stoked with that. It was very good. Now, before we head into the end of it, next game we've got coming up is not a back-to-back. We're still on the road. We play the Utah Jazz on Tuesday night in the US. It'll be Wednesday morning for me. They're 9-4 on the season. They're a good side. We know that. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley's there as well. It's going to be a tough game. You know, they've got a big center. And it's going to be the first time we've really come up against a true big center that'll negate probably a bit of Stephen Adams. It'll be Stephen's role, I guess, to run him off the court. You know, he's going to have to beat him up the court and score. And so that'll be interesting to see. No doubt we will be praying that they keep the win streak alive or create a win streak. But yeah, that's gonna be good fun. That's 10 a.m. my time, so I'd say that it's probably 8 p.m. in Central Time. I think it works out that way, something like that. But looking forward to that as well. Shout out to Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels Butt, because we're missing those guys on the broadcast. We had the fantastic Kings guys this time, but yeah, better than the ESPN. Mark Jackson is just an absolute drain. He is the hardest person to listen to in basketball, I think. He's grating. He is absolutely grating. And I mean, you can't be critical of the greats, but he is not real good. So looking forward to that. I don't know whether or not it doesn't look like it's a national game, so we'll probably get the Fox Sports New Orleans broadcast, which will be good, and we'll get a bit of a AD and Joel Myers sorting us out. It'd be great. The safe hands, which is what we love. We're stoked, guys. We had a win. Shout out as well to the guys of the Pelicans Nation Facebook group. I've jumped on there and I plugged the pod in there. And thanks for them all to getting around the show. It's been great to be involved in that Facebook group and seeing the game threads, although I skipped it today because I was working and didn't want to spoil the score. But shout out to what you guys are doing over there. You're smashing it, and it's great to see these passionate fans on all different social media platforms and from all over the world. But guys, it's enough of me carrying on. Enjoy the victory. We'll take the Jazz on in a couple of days. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels as a show. This has been the Pelican Scoop. Stay safe, look after yourselves, and I'll talk to you later on in the week. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.